KINY presents Gold Medal Basketball. Listen live, stream at KINYradio.com, and download the Gold Medal Basketball Podcast. The Gold Medal Play-by-Play Booth is powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Good evening, Gold Medal Basketball fans, and welcome to KINY's coverage of gold medal tournament action, broadcasting live from the George Houston Gymnasium at Junior Douglas High School. We're about to get started with a B bracket matchup. Tonight's edition features the men of Angoon versus the men of Cake. This is game 25 of 42 games, all being broadcast live here on KINY. We appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in. My name's Scott McAdams on the call, and we're about to get underway as the Cake B squad and the Angoon B squad get ready to take the floor. Lots of basketball action. Of course, we're going all day long here on KINY. Today's scores, we started at 10 a.m. with the women's division. Yakutat defeated Hoonah 70-45. At 12:30, we had a B matchup, Yakutat versus Haynes. Yakutat winning by a score of 53-43. At 2 p.m., we had a C team matchup, Yakutat versus Clukwan. Clukwan winning that one, 85-70. And for those of you just tuning in or who had been tuned in, we just wrapped up a women's division game with Angoon defeating Cake 50-40. We're about to get things started here at the gym. Kendrick Payton for Angoon and Simon Friday about to jump. And it's controlled by Angoon. Clayton Edwin swings the ball to the left wing. Pump fake inside to Payton. Kendrick Payton with the post move. And he's going to get fouled right out the gate. So with a turnaround jumper from the low block, Kendrick Payton will go to the line to shoot two. Payton, first free throw's up, and it's good. Payton's second free throw's up, and that is good as well. Starting five for Angoon, J.J. Jack Nixon, Aquino Brinson, Clayton Edwin, Dominic Brinson, and Kendrick Payton, a steal and a quick transition bucket off the glass, counting good for two. Aquino Brinson, that is good. We'll get you the starting lineup here for Cake in just a moment as they try to get things started here offensively. Sean Mary swings it to the corner, three-point attempt, it's up, no good. Last touch by Angoon, out of bounds. Gym is full here, as it should be for the gold medal basketball tournament. Ball's inbounded, top of the key, Sean Mary. He'll swing it around to the right wing. Tracy Jackson. Three-point attempt, no good. Rebound, Angoon. Starting five for Cake, Sean Mary. Tracy Jackson. Simon Friday. Ethan Kadake and Brandon Ward. Angoon missed shot, blocked out of bounds. It'll remain their ball underneath the baseline. Ball's inbounded. Top of the key, Aquino Brinson. That's a two-pointer, counted good. Number five, Aquino Brinson, that's his fourth point in the game as Angoon comes out to a quick 6-0 lead versus Cake. Again, this is the B bracket. Cake versus Angoon. Friday, top of the key. Ball's passed down the corner. A bit strong, out of bounds. Angoon basketball. Tracy Jackson trying to connect with Ethan Kadake. Angoon basketball. Dominic Brinson. He dishes. Missed shot. Cake basketball. Cake in transition and getting back on D. Sean Mary drives the center lane with the floater. Count it. It's good for two. And Cake is now on the board. 6-2, Angoon leads Cake. Just under 8 minutes left to go here in the first. Angoon rotating the ball around the perimeter. Left wing, looking inside the Peyton. Shots up, no good. Rebound Cake. Simon Friday. Nice pass down court. Count it good for two. Brandon Ward with the bucket, and that puts Cake at 4 to Angoon's 6. Angoon. Ball pass to the elbow. A nice give and go. Pass out into the wing. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebound, Brandon Ward. He's quick in transition. He outlets and dishes and up for an easy bucket. Kissed off the glass, Ethan Kadake for 2. And now we're all tied up at 6. Point guard duties being played by J.J. Jack Nixon. Nixon going to drive the bucket. On the left side, a contested lay-in, no good. Rebound Cake. Cake keeping some tempo here. Three-point attempt. It's up. Counted. It's good. Ethan Kadake for 3 in his 5th point in this early ball game. And now from a 6-0 lead for Angoon, they trail by 3, 9-6. Cake on top. Pump fake. Shot. Floater's good. Dominic Brinson for 2 for Angoon. Started at the free throw line after the pump fake. He stepped in with the overhand floater. Another quick bucket in transition. Sean Mary received the ball at the corner of the free throw line, drove into the center lane and shot from about 5 feet. That's good. Angoon basketball. 3-point shot on the dribble. Rebound. Didn't even touch the rim. However, there for the rebound for Angoon. Number 20 putting it back. Clayton Edwin on the cleanup rebound and easy points. Cake 11, Angoon 10. 5:53 left to go here in the first period. Angoon playing man-to-man defense. Cake in their half court. A dribble floater from 10 feet up and no good. Rebound Kendrick Payton. Kendrick Payton, the big man, probably about 6'7", I would guess. A drive on the left side with the left hand. Count that one good. Dominic Brinson. Cake basketball. Sean Mary at the point. Again, man defense being played by Angoon. Ball swings around to the wing to the corner. Back up to the top of the key. Three-pointer no good. Rebound. Kendrick Payton. And he'll outlet to Dominic Brinson. Brinson going to get things set up. He hits the wing. Dribble into the corner of the free throw line. A nice jumper by Clayton Edwin. That one's good. Angoon 14, Cake 11, 4:57 left to go in the first. A three-pointer, a dribble, a shot, counted good. That's number 14 on the three-pointers, Simon Friday. And we're all tied up at 14 here in the first period of play. Men's B division, Angoon versus Cake. Brinson receives the ball at the wing, drives the baseline, gets it to Kendrick. Kendrick trying to set a screen in the corner. Risky pass down on the baseline, up top, driving with the right hand, clear lane to the basket, number 3, J.J. Jack Nixon, and those are his first points. Cross-court pass, overhand, all the way down deep, on the elbow, pass back up to the wing, dribble, jump shot, no good, rebound on the weak side, Angoon. Clayton Edwin clears it out, and he will take the point duties as he crosses the timeline, dribbles all the way down to the right corner, picks up his dribble, passes to the wing. Ball's passed to the mid-block. Kendrick Payton with a contested jumper, turnaround on the baseline, no good. Rebound, Sean Mary. Sean Mary in transition. He's got an open man. However, he's too deep underneath the rim. Can't make it, and now Angoon in transition. Driving straight coast to coast, taking a shot and getting fouled. Dominic Brinson, the bucket did not go in. However, at the line, shooting 2 for Angoon B bracket. Number 30, Dominic Brinson. So a lot of action here as we're just halfway through the first period, 16-14. Make that 17-14, Angoon leads Cake. That's Brinson's 5th point of the ball game here on his first made free throw. He'll shoot another. Brinson, second free throw is up. And Dominic Brinson now has 6 points. 18-14, Angoon over Cake. Cake, Mary, swings it around to Friday, Simon Friday, top of the key. He's going to drive, dribble drive and uses some speed and a little bit of burst there. Attacks the basket, puts his fifth point up. 18-16, Angoon over Cake. Top of the key, pump fake. And a dish down low. And a foul. Duncan O'Brien checking into the ball game. He gets fouled just as he checks in here on his first offensive set. At the line, shooting two for Angoon, number 34, Duncan O'Brien. O'Brien's first free throw is up. Nice touch. It's good. 19-16, Angoon leads Cake. Also subbing in for Angoon is Greg Benham. O'Brien, second free throw is up, rattles around. Tipped by Benham, and it remains in the possession of Angoon. A catch and shoot three-pointer, up, no good. Rebound, Angoon. Clayton Edwin with the rebound, gets slapped out of bounds by Cake, and will remain in the possession of Angoon as they're going to take it out of bounds on their own baseline and their own half court. A nice pass right under the bucket. Putting up, after a pump fake, had some people in the air. Follows up on the shot is Aquino Brinson. Does not make the hoop. However, he gets fouled at the line, shooting two for Angoon, number five, Aquino Brinson. 19-16, just under 3 minutes left to go. Angoon leads Cake. Brinson's first free throw's up. Count it. Brinson with 5 points so far on the ball game. Second free throw, nice rotation, nothing but net. And Aquino has six. Long cross-court pass to Mary. Mary trying to look at, oh, tried to force a pass cross-key, and there was a defender there. Going coast-to-coast and traveling right before his shot. Was Clayton Edwin. It'll be Cake basketball. They'll take it out of bounds with the full court to travel here. 21-16, Angoon leads Cake. Catch and shoot three-pointer from the corner for Cake. Tipped rebound on the weak side remains in the possession of Cake. Tracy Jackson picks up his dribble. Hands it off, gets it back. He's on the wing, picks up his dribble again, finds Mary at the top of the key. Simon Friday now playing the point. He's going to pull up a long three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound, Aquino Brinson, and Brinson will cross the timeline. And he's going to attack the basket from the left side with the left hand with a nice touch. Brinson has eight. As Angoon extends their lead to seven, 23-16, Angoon leads Cake. Sean Mary to the top of the key. Trey Jackson back to Mary. Mary's going to drive, dishes to the post, hits it back up top, and a three-pointer for Simon Friday as he cut from the wing to the top of the key, got an open pass, and hit that three-pointer straight away. A dribble, a three-point shot, no good for Angoon. Tipped and rebounded by Cake. Out in transition for Cake is Simon Friday. Simon Friday is going to go coast to coast, pull up and hit a three-pointer himself. Simon Friday with 11 points here in the first. As Cake's coming back, 23-22, Angoon over Cake. A minute 10 left to go in the first quarter. Angoon three-pointer no good. Rebound. Simon Friday for Cake. He'll pass over to Tracy Jackson. Tracy Jackson back to Friday. Friday dribbles all the way to the wing. So he received the pass under the bucket near the baseline, dribbled all the way around to the left wing and hit a three-pointer. That's number 14, Simon Friday. 47 seconds left to go. Cake now takes the lead by two. Nice left-hand scoop, underhand lay-in made. Number 20, Clayton Edwin. Check that. That was number 30 for Angoon, Dominique Brinson, on the easy lay-in, showing some athleticism. Cake, 28 seconds left to go. We're all tied up at 25, Angoon versus Cake. B bracket action, gold medal basketball tournament, the 75th annual edition of this outstanding tournament. So Cake, dribbling the ball to midcourt, no defense, so no 5-second call. Ball's passed, swings around to the wing. 3-point attempt, not that good. Sean Mary with a 3-pointer, and now he's got 7. And at the buzzer, a main basket. Oh my goodness. Dominic Brinson sends the crowd going wild. Can you believe it? He ties it up, 28 all at the end of one. Gold medal basketball fans, do not go anywhere. We already have a barn burner. We're on schedule to score 100 on both sides of this court. Keep it locked right here. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Why, powered by Alaska Airlines, Club 49 continues in a moment.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Welcome back, basketball fans, and thank you for listening to KINY's broadcast of gold medal basketball. We've got some competitive B-bracket action going on here between Angoon and Cake. The gym is just absolutely packed. The elders sitting in chairs along the perimeter of the gym. It's a great scene. Cake will start things off. Mary, three-point attempt, no good. Rebound, Kendrick Payton back into the ballgame, the big man for Angoon. Driving the bucket, going coast to coast, no good. Missed shot, Cake basketball. Cake in transition. Shea Jackson for a two-pointer. A deep two-pointer on the field goal. Probably 18 feet on that one, just short of a three. 30-28, Cake leading Angoon, post inside to the big man. He'll kick it back out. A three-point shot. These guys are shooting the lights out. J.J. Jack Nixon for three, and he's got 5 on the night, 31-30. Angoon leading Cake. Cake, ball on the right wing, dribble down the corner, about a 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebound back to Cake, kicking it back out top. Pass intercepted by J.J. Jack Nixon. Nixon with a right-handed lay-in, one-on-one, able to get it for another two. And he's fouled in the process. Actually, foul was away from the ball, so the bucket will count. And Angoon will take the ball out of bounds. 31-30. Angoon leading Cake. Angoon basketball, Nixon, no good. Rebound, Kendrick Perkins right under the bucket on the weak side, cleaning the glass, putting it up. Kind of good for two, and he'll go to the line for a free throw with the and one. Exciting basketball. Angoon taking a 33-30 lead at the line, shooting one on the and one, number 45, the big man, Kendrick Payton. Payton, free throw is up, a bit long, however, rebounded, secured, and an outlet pass nearly out of bounds. Nixon tried to save it, goes out of bounds on the baseline. It'll be Cake basketball. Simon Friday takes it out, inbounds to Tracy Jackson. Tracy Jackson will play the point. He crosses the timeline. Dribbles down the left wing. Now he's going to take the center lane, dishes into the corner. Three-point attempt up, no good. Rebound on the weak side, Aquino Brinson for Angoon, and he's going to push the ball down the court. Brinson to Edwin. And went back to Brinson, top of the key, three-pointer. That's short. Rebound following his... And dishing on the 15-foot jumper, field goal for two, Clayton Edwin. A quick transition for Cake. Lay-in no good. Rebound Nixon. J.J. Jack Nixon dishes to the corner. Three-point attempt up. That's no good. Rebound Nixon. He tips it. Peyton down there battling. Tips it to Nixon. Nixon has the ball stolen by Tracy. Tracy Jackson unable to convert on a lay-in. Got in too deep. Big tempo. And a pass on a cutter. A reverse lay-in. Count that good for Angoon's number 20, Clayton Edwin. And he's got 8 points on the night. 37-30, Angoon with a lead. 7:31 left to go here in the second period. A whistle. And a foul away from the ball. It's going to be an illegal screen against Cake Angoon basketball. Fans, thank you for tuning in to tonight's broadcast and all of our broadcasts as we at KINY broadcasting all day long, bringing all 42 games of this tournament. Isaiah Nelson into the ballgame for Angoon. He's going to drive the bucket. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound, Tracy Jackson. Tracy Jackson, long cross-court pass. And trying to make the nice reception and traveling as he tried to control the catch was Cake. Aquino Brinson now pushing the ball down for Angoon. Brinson dribbles to the corner of the free throw line. Out to Nelson. Nelson hits Brinson in the corner. Three-point attempt. A bit long. Rebound Cake, and Cake is moving the ball. Ethan Kadake, top of the key. He'll get it to Tracy Jackson. Tracy Jackson going to set things up. Angoon in a man-to-man defense. Tracy Jackson isolated on one side, passes to the far corner. Simon Friday receives that pass and dribbles back up to the top of the key. He'll pass off to Brandon Ward. Brandon Ward finds Tracy Jackson out at the elbow. He'll hit a cutting Friday. Friday dishes an attempted shot by number three, Jonah Davis. That's no good. Rebound Angoon, and they're now in business. Up and down the court, these guys are athletic, making things happen. Driving the baseline, getting a nice save by Nixon. An errant pass was about to go out of bounds. Nixon, using his athleticism, able to save it, and he's going to slow things down. 6 minutes left to go in the half. 37-30, Angoon leads Cake. Brinson with a two-point field goal from 15 out, and Brinson now has 10. Gold medal basketball fans, we have a timeout on the floor. Keep it locked. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
We're back in the gym. A lay-in and a quick score by Dominic Brinson. Cake basketball. A pull-up jumper. It's up. Three-point. Count it good. Simon Friday with his fourth three-pointer here of the ballgame. Stand by. We have some Thunder Mountain basketball action. A give-and-go pass. Another bucket for Angoon. Isaiah Nelson getting into the fun. with his first 2 points in the ball game as Angoon takes a 10-point lead. Again, here in just a moment, we're going to have Mike Clasby on air with an update from Thunder Mountain High School. But the action is intense here in the gym. Hardly even a moment to breathe, let alone speak. So we'll get Mike on here straight away in just a few moments. Angoon in the half court. Brinson, pump fake, underhand scoop, no good. Gets his own rebound. He puts that back up, no good too. Cake on the attempted rebound, goes out of bounds, unable to handle. It'll be Angoon basketball. So tell us what's going on, Mike.
Well, a big surprise perhaps for some, but a great thing for Thunder Mountain is the boys and girls in state both won today.
Hey, what about that?
63-61 in overtime for the boys over West Valley, and a final just now of 58-47 for the girls. They both go into semifinal action on Friday.
Hey, thanks for the update, Mike. That's Mike Clasby updating us, and congratulations to Thunder Mountain as both the men and the women showing well at state with victories today. That is fantastic news. Go Southeast Alaska. Angoon basketball, 3-point attempt is no good. Cake with the rebound. Sean Mary going to go coast to coast. Pulls up from the corner of the free throw line. And on a long rebound. Oh, nice. Nice give and go behind the back pass. Aquino Brinson receiving the pass. But it was Isaiah Nelson making things happen as a playmaker. And Angoon pulling out their Harlem Globetrotter act as Greg Benham fakes a pass to the wing as he's driving down the center lane, keeps it, puts it up, misses a shot, gets fouled in the process at the line shooting two. Greg Benham, first shot's up, first shot's no good. Substitution, Cake checking back into the ballgame, number 30, Shea Jackson. Also subbing in for Angoon, number 45, Kendrick Payton, as he'll give Clayton Edwin a breather. No shot, lane violation against Angoon. Angoon will be Cake basketball. Sean Mary set things up. Angoon in the man-to-man look. Swings it around to Simon Friday in the wing. Friday dribbles back out to the top of the key. Friday picks up his dribble, hits the high post, pump fake, and a block on the ground. So Tracy Jackson with the pump fake drives towards the center lane, gets fouled on the ground, kick basketball out of bounds. So three more fouls to give for Angoon here in the second period. Cake has four, so on their next foul, Angoon will go to the line in the double bonus. Ball's inbounded. Simon Friday, top of the key. He dishes. On a driving floater, Tracy Jackson gets fouled. No bucket, however, he'll go to the line. Tracy Jackson. First free throw on the way. It's up, and it's good. Angoon 45, Cake 34. 3:48 left to go here in the first half of play. Second free throw is up. That's good as well. Tracy Jackson getting into the book with two. Dominic Brinson playing the point for Angoon. He dribbles all the way down to the right corner. Inside to the big man, Kendrick Payton, with the baby hook. And he gets fouled in the process. A nice look from the 6'7 big man for Angoon. Also an official for high school basketball here. All about Southeast Alaska, and particularly here in Juneau. At the line shooting two for Angoon, number 45, Kendrick Payton. First shot's up. Nice rotation from the big man. Count it. Payton now with 5 points in the ballgame. Substitution, Cake, checking back into the ball game is Ethan Kadake. One more on the way for Payton. Great news about Thunder Mountain. That is exciting. Congratulations to all those players, families, and coaches. Thunder Mountain making magic happen in what is arguably their last, in fact, factually their last high school basketball season as an intact high school. Nelson inside to Peyton. Peyton feeds a cutting Nixon. So Peyton draws a double team, the big man, and he finds J.J. Jack Nixon on the opposite side cutting. A scrum on the floor. Cake still in possession of the ball. Pass to the left corner. Catch and shoot three-pointer. It's up. It's long. On the hustle play, Cake getting the ball on the opposite side. Up top, pump fake. Pass down low on the block. Nelson playing defense. Tracy Jackson, he'll feed the opposite side. Back up top. Back out to the three. Ball rotating around the perimeter. Remains Cake basketball. Catch and shoot for Kadaik. That's short. Rebound Isaiah Nelson. He outlets to J.J. Jack Nixon. Nixon hits Brinson. Brinson pulls up for a three-pointer. Count that one good. For three, number 30, Dominic Brinson. And he's filling the score sheet here in the first half, no doubt. 51-35, Angoon pulling ahead. Up by 16 with under 2 minutes left to go in the first half of play. Tracy Jackson swings it around to the corner. Back up to the wing. Catch and shoot three-pointer. That's good. Takes number 30, Shea Jackson, for a three in his fifth point so far in play. 51-38. Perkins, or Peyton, that is. He dishes to a cutter. No good. It was Brinson on the miss. Rebound Cake. Kadaik catch and shoot three-pointer. He's deep. It rolls in and out. J.J. Jack Nixon trying to make the rebound. He's near the baseline. Goes out of bounds. Cake basketball. Substitution for Angoon checking into the ballgame. Number 22, Anthony Johnson. As well as number 40, Levi Johnson Jr. Cake basketball. Inbounded. Friday. Gets it to Mary. Tracy Jackson receives a pass at the wing. Dribbles toward the free throw line. Gets fouled in the process on the floor. Take basketball on the sideline. Inbound to Friday. Back to Tracy Jackson. Tracy Jackson. Spin move, floater, no good. Rebound last touched by Cake. In and out of the hands of an Angoon defender, however, last touched by Cake. Ball's inbounded, Brinson. Aquino Brinson drives all the way to the baseline, kicks it out. Three-point attempt, no good. Rebound, Dean Cavanaugh. Long cross-court pass, stolen by Dominic Brinson. Angoon maintains possession. 43 seconds left to go in the half. Angoon 51, Cake 38. Dominic Brinson going to wait for the final shot of the ball game. Fans, we want to thank our sponsors. A big thank you to Juno Auto Mall, Carl's Auto Marine, North Star Auto Care, Napa Glacier Auto Parts, Sea Alaska, Subway, Kutznawoo, Duck Creek Market, Western Auto, The Mason Jar, Glacier Gardens, Affordable Auto Repair and Tires, and Cycle Alaska. A big thank you to all of our sponsors for making tonight's broadcast possible, as well as all 42 of our broadcasts. Angoon waiting for the last shot, and they'll take it. And a charge called on Aquino Brinson with 0.5 seconds left to go in the first half of play. Cake will try to inbound. Let's see if they can get off a shot with less than a second left to go. Shots up. Hits the curtain in the center of the gym. Gold medal basketball fans, after one half of play, your score is Angoon 51, Cake 38 here in the B bracket, 25th game of the tournament. And we have Mike Clasby here on the mic. He's got some more information for us.
Well, we almost had a full sweep of southeast winds up at state in 3A and 4A. Mount Inchcombe boys and girls won today by huge margins.
Very
nice. And then, as I just announced, Thunder Mountain won in overtime against West Valley, 63-61. The girls from Sitka just finished and beat Diamond. That final score, 57, I think. 58-47, whatever. They won. But the Sitka girls
couldn't pull off 100% southeast win. They got defeated by a final score of 74-48.
Thanks, Mike, for the update. And 2A basketball action, Petersburg boys are also state champions. That happened about a week ago, but nevertheless,
yeah,
a good showing by Southeast Alaska. Of course, gold medal basketball tournament driving the basketball culture in Southeast Alaska for 75 years. We have elders in the gym that grew up watching this game. So don't you love it? Southeast Alaska, a regular Indiana of basketball here in the rainforest of our Alexander Archipelago down here in Southeast. Basketball fans, you are tuned into KINY's coverage of gold medal basketball tournament. Keep it locked right here. We'll be back in 2 minutes with your halftime scoring summary.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family owned, and locally trusted.
Napa know how!
Juno Auto Mall, 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Welcome back to the ball game, and thank you for tuning in to our coverage here on KINY. My name is Scott McAdams on the call. We got just a few minutes before we get started with the second half of action here from the George Houston Gymnasium at Juno Douglas High School. Basketball fans, this is your KINY halftime scoring summary. So Angoon leading Cake by a score of 51-38. We'll start with individual scores for Cake. Sean Mary scored 7 in the first half. Tracy Jackson with 2. Simon Friday scoring 16 points in the first half of play. Ethan Kadake contributing 5. Shea Jackson contributing 5. And Brandon Ward contributing 2 for the effort over on the Cake side. For Angoon, J.J. Jack Nixon scored 9 points in the first half of play. Aquino Brinson with 10. Isaiah Nelson with 2. Clayton Edwin scoring 11 points. Dominic Brinson scoring 17 points in the first half. Duncan O'Brien with 1. And the big man, Kendrick Payton, scored 5 points in the first half of play.
Were you aware that J.J. really had a bad ankle injury in the last game?
I was not.
And he went down about 3 or 4 times. He would not come out of the game. And tonight, he looks like he's never had an injury in his life.
Yeah, and lots of a nice acceleration, good burst on his speed. In fact, he saved an errant pass out of bounds that really showcased his athleticism. So playing through injuries, showing some toughness over on the Angoon side, J.J. Jack Nixon.
Back to high school basketball for a little bit. This is kind of a momentous year because we're going to lose 2 coaches in 4A with Thunder Mountain as Andy Leal retired, John Blasco retired, and Archie Young For the Mount Edgecombe boys, this will be his last year as well.
Archie Young, a former high school basketball star at Wrangell, who turned around and became a coaching sensation at Mount Edgecombe High School. Lots of years getting things started back here at the gym. Angoon scores straight away on their first possession. It's Aquino Brinson putting his 12th point in the book. 53-38, Angoon over Cake. Cake wasting no time. Simon Friday puts up a shot, no good. J.J. Jack Nixon tries to hit Brinson in transition. Actually, Clayton Edwin, nevertheless, ball gets knocked out of bounds by Cake. It'll remain in the possession of Angoon on the baseline under their own bucket. Aquino Brinson taking the ball out of bounds. Passes out to the wing. It's Clayton Edwin. He'll swing around to Brinson. Brinson, three-point attempt, up, no good. Aquino Brinson fighting for the rebound, however, secured by Kadake. Ethan Kadake on the assist as he passes it to Dean Cavanaugh. Dean Cavanaugh gets his first points on a three-pointer. Now a 12-point lead for Angoon, 53-41 over Cake. Aquino Brinson passes to Brinson. Pass inside to the big guy. Peyton. Spin move. Hook shot. Up and no good. Rebound Kadake. Kadake outlets to Tracy Jackson. Shots up by Jackson. No good. Rebound Angoon. Clayton Edwin. He'll dribble down, try a three-pointer from the left corner. That's up and no good. Rebound Cake as the ball is outlet to Sean Mary. Sean Mary looking down court, trying to hit Kadake as Kadake streaked down the sideline near the corner, a little bit too strong on the pass, out of bounds. Angoon will take the ball where the baseline meets the sideline as Aquino inbounds to Nixon. Nixon slowing things down, crossing the timeline, 12-point lead. He's going to pull up uncontested three-pointer. Rolls in and out of the bucket. Long rebound secured by Aquino Brinson. Brinson back to the top of the key. He's looking at the hoop, thinking about shooting. Instead, dishes to the wing. Pass inside to the block. Big guy Kendrick Payton with a reverse lay-in. Count it good. The big man with the finesse and his seventh point of the ball game, Kendrick Payton. 55-41, Angoon over Cake. A broken up pass. Defense swarms. A man breaks open right under the hoop. It's Simon Friday for two on the pass from Tracy Jackson. Brinson. Dominic Brinson, that is. Dribble drives. Stops right under the bucket. And then reverse lay-in for two. And that's 19 points on the night for Dominic Brinson. 57-43. Angoon over Cake. Tracy Jackson to Mary, Sean Mary. Swings it around to Simon Friday. Simon Friday back to Tracy Jackson, top of the key. Man-to-man defense being played by Angoon. Motion offense being run by Cake. Kadake. A pull-up jumper from 15. No good by Cake. Rebound Clayton Edwin, and Clayton Edwin will bring the ball down court. Gets it to Aquino. Aquino takes it at the corner, drives the baseline, reverse lay-in. Counting good for two and 14th point in the ball game for Aquino Brinson. 59-43, 6:37 left to go in the third. You're tuned into KINY. This is the gold medal basketball tournament. Tracy Jackson dribbles to the corner, picks up his dribble, tightly guarded, swings it out to the top of the key. Dean Cavanaugh will get things started. He is not defended, so no five-second call as he stands at the midcourt, motioning for folks to cut. Swings it around to Mary, Sean Mary. Kicks back out to Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh pump fakes back to the corner. It's Friday. Simon Friday misses. Rebound. Angoon. Dominic Brinson. Brinson. Pass inside to Peyton. Peyton with a hook shot. And nice touch, count it good, as Kendrick Payton now has nine on the night. 61-43, Angoon over Cake, B bracket, game 25 of the tournament. take basketball. Tracy Jackson picks up his dribble, swings it around to Sean Mary. Sean Mary finds Simon Friday. Simon Friday dribble drives to the free throw line, then back out to the top of the key. Man-to-man defense being played by Angoon. Pass to the corner. Sean Mary dribbles to the corner of the free throw line, back to the top of the key. Friday has a look. He had a lane. He drove. He missed. Rebound, Peyton. A transition attempt stolen now. Kadake with the ball as he's going to attack. Dribbles all the way down the block. Kicks it out to the wing. Three-point attempt. Up. Counted good. Tracy Jackson for three. Fans, we have a timeout on the floor. You've been tuning to KINY. Keep it locked right here. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Welcome back to the gym. A quick announcement by Mike Clasby. Mike?
So after 6 o'clock games each night, we have a presentation. Tonight will be the Walter Sobeleff Award and also the memorial service where they'll name past members of gold medal. Back to you, Scott.
Thank you, Mike, for that update. A catch-and-shoot three-pointer from the corner. First points after the timeout. Count it good.
And we'll carry that right here. I'll be down
Friday
on the floor.
Wasting no time in Zanguna as they get right back into it. A pass and a drive received by Clayton Edwin. He drives the left lane, puts it up with the right hand, gets fouled in the process. Does not make the basket, yet he will shoot two. Again, shooting two for Angoon, number 20, Clayton Edwin. What was that, Mike? We were talking over each other there for just a split second. Did you have something?
I just said as a follow-up, and I thought I picked the right time, but I didn't realize you were going to come back. And now this is a fast-paced game, so it's hard to do a two-man
for
deal.
For sure, yeah.
Anyway, I'll be trying to cover that. Sasha Sobeleff should be doing that. I'll be down on the floor with him, and we'll bring that to our listening fans over KINY.
All right, very good. Thank you, Mike. Mike here calling games in the morning and helping with the tournament in the afternoon. Both free throws made by Clayton Edwin. Cake basketball, three-point attempt, no good. Rebound on the weak side by Cake, out to Kadake. Kadake tries a three-pointer, that's no good. Off the hands of Angoon on the defensive rebound. It'll go out of bounds, Cake basketball. Cake in their own half court will inbound the ball. Cake unable to get the out-of-bounds play to work, as Brinson will go coast to coast. He loops around the hoop and finds a wide open Clayton Edwin. So he dribbled in a near circle right underneath the hoop, went down, circled around, found an open man on the assist. 65-49, Angoon over Cake. Simon Friday playing the point. He's going to drive center lane with a lay-in, a bit short, rebound Cake. Cleaning up on the glass and putting it back up for two is Shea Jackson. And Shea Jackson now has 7 points on the night. Nixon in transition. Things are happening fast. He missed his shot. Rebound Cake. Cake pushing the ball down court. Top of the key. Open three-pointer. Up and drained by number 30, Shea Jackson. And Shea Jackson coming alive as he now has 10 points. 65-54, an 11-point lead for Angoon over Cake. 3 minutes left to go in the third. Nixon kicks it out. Three-pointer up. A bit short. Rebound Cake. Simon Friday crosses the timeline. Passes it to Shea Jackson. Shea Jackson swings it around to Sean Mary. At the top of the key to the corner. Kadake catch and shoot three-pointer. Count it good. Number 30, Shea Jackson. And that's his second three-pointer here of the second half, third overall. Aquino Brinson playing the point. He'll dribble down to the left corner. He's going to drive all the way down the baseline. Nice handles as he swings around to the wing, back to the top of the key. Back to Aquino in the corner. He dribbles to the top of the key. Looking for an opening. Gets it to Nixon. Nixon passes off. And the ball nearly stolen by Cake. And Cake defense rattles Angoon. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Angoon. It'll be Cake basketball. Basketball fans, we have a timeout on the court. Keep it locked right here. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family owned, and locally trusted.
Napa Know How!
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
Welcome back to live action. Cake basketball as they break out of their timeout. Friday tries to drive, gets the ball stripped away into the hands of Angoon. In transition is Angoon. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line, no good. Rebound, and with the cleanup on the offensive rebound, counted for two, Clayton Edwin. 10-point lead for Angoon with a minute 30 left in the third. Friday, top of the key. Simon Friday to Kadake. Kadake drives, loses control of the ball. There's a scrum on the floor, recovered by Angoon. Ball's outletted to Clayton Edwin. Edwin with a pass and assist as Dominic Brinson makes the bucket. And Brinson now with 21 points, 69-57 with a minute left to go in the third. Cake basketball. Sean Mary to Shea Jackson. Shea Jackson's going to drive the left lane uncontested after he beat his first man, and that's good for Shea Jackson for two. 46 seconds left to go, 10-point lead, 69-59. Angoon leads Cake. And we're having fun here at the gym. Dominic Brinson getting things set up. He swings it around to and Kendrick Payton from the post with the assist as Clayton Edwin drains a three-pointer. 72-59, 15 seconds left to go. Cake's going to work for the last shot here of the third period. Simon Friday, going to drive the center lane, dishes, stolen by Huna. And that is the end of the third period of play. Your score from the George Houston Gymnasium, Angoon 72, Cake 59. Fans, keep it locked right here. We'll be back after this 60-second commercial timeout.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Affordable Auto and Tire has proudly served Southeast since 2001. Evelyn, Jack, and staff welcome everyone to the 75th Gold Medal Celebration. In honor of this amazing tradition, they are offering a free brake and tire inspection during Gold Medal Week. Affordable Auto and Tire offers a great selection of Bridgestone, Firestone tires in commercial, as well as passenger and truck tires in stock. Affordable can ship to you. Affordable Auto and Tire, your Bridgestone, Firestone authorized dealer located at 8825 Mallard Street. Call 790-9332 to make your appointment.
Attention thrill seekers, it's time to give your ride the attention it deserves, a spring checkup for your two-wheeled companion. When was the last time you treated your bike to some TLC? Yeah, it's overdue. Bring your bike to Cycle Alaska today and they'll assess all your needs. Then their team will perform their magic, getting your bike in and out like a superhero in a flash. And ready for spring riding. At Cycle Alaska, they get it. Adventure and bikes are a match made in heaven. Let your wheels transport you to places you've only dreamt of. Where's your bike taking you next? The thrill awaits.
Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Welcome back to live action as Cake draws a foul on the floor to get things started here after the timeout. 9:46 left to go here in the ballgame. I mean to say after the quarter break, as we start the fourth period of play, 72-59, Angoon leads Cake. The officials looking for a towel, I believe. And we're back to live play. Cake basketball. Pass to the corner. It's Tracy Jackson. Tracy Jackson dribbles out to the wing. He dishes. Shea Jackson tries to pass. Stolen by Isaiah Nelson. And Isaiah Nelson's going to clear out. And he'll cross the timeline. Inside to Peyton. Turnaround jumper on the block. Uncontested and good for two. Number 45, Kendrick Peyton. 74-59. Angoon extends his lead to 15. Top of the key, Sean Mary. He'll dish to the corner. Three-point attempt up, no good. Rebound, Angoon, outlet. And a bucket on the lay-in. Dominic Brinson. Good for the lay-in. 76-59. Top of the key, Mary dribbles all the way down to the corner of the free throw line. Turnaround jumper, and that's his ninth point of the ball game. Stolen by Cake after the bucket. Kadaik in the corner, catch and shoot three-pointer, count it good. Number 35, Ethan Kadaik for three. 76-64. Cake trying to stay in this ball game. We're in the fourth period of play, 8:30 left to go. Pull-up jumper, no good by Angoon. Rebound, Cake. Tracy Jackson dribbles down to the right wing, and he'll get blocked on the floor. No shot. That'll be the first team foul on Angoon. Substitution for Angoon, checking back into the ballgame, getting an extended breather during the break between quarters, and checking back into the game are J.J. Jack Nixon and Aquino Brinson. Cake basketball. Jackson taking the ball out of bounds. Tracy Jackson gets the ball back. Top of the key. Dribbles down to the right wing. He's going to back in and spin. There to help out is the big man. And a steal by Aquino Brinson. And a frustration foul against Tracy Jackson there. So foul against Cake. It'll be Angoon basketball. Under Cake's baseline, Angoon, the full court in front of him. Taking the ball out of bounds is Clayton Edwin. Inbounds to Aquino Brinson, and Brinson will play the point. 7:55 left to go in the ballgame. 76-64, 12-point lead for the B-bracket Angoon team versus the B-bracket Cake team. Ball passed out of the low post. It's Kendrick Peyton. Kendrick Peyton puts up a shot, no good. Rebound, Isaiah Nelson. Isaiah Nelson back to Peyton on the block. Peyton beats Clayton. Clayton tries a 15-foot jumper from the free throw line. That's no good. Tipped away into Nixon's hands. Peyton at the top of the key. He pump fakes. The big man's going to drive with a scoop shot. Nice call. For 2 points, number 45, Kendrick Peyton. 78-64, 14-point lead for Angoon. Friday at the top of the key. Kicks it back out, driving, and with the scoop shot, number 35, Brandon Ward, with his fourth point of the ballgame. cutting the Angoon lead to 12. 78-66. A nice give and go. Double team on Nixon, and he feeds Clayton Edwin for an easy bucket. Almost like a pick and roll, but it was a cut to the bucket, and Clayton was rewarded and got the easy basket. Kadaik on the wing, pump fakes, drives, floater, no good. Rebound Clayton. Clayton Edwin going to dribble all the way down to the left corner. Only one to touch the ball in this possession. Pump fakes at the corner. Feeds Peyton down on the block. He misses a hook shot. And here comes Cake in transition. Pull-up three-pointer. Kadaik, no good. Rebound. Aquino Brinson. Angoon on the offensive side. Brinson looks like he's going to slow down. Instead, drives all the way across the baseline. Passes to Nelson in the corner. Back up to the top for Edwin. Edwin keeping his dribble at the top of the key. He's going to drive the center lane. Dishes to Peyton. Peyton with a hook shot. Counted good. The big man, number 45, Kendrick Peyton. And Peyton with his 10th point of the second half. He scored 5 in the first. 82-68. 5.5 left to go in the ballgame. Angoon leading Cake. This is B bracket basketball action. Ward swings it around to Jackson, Tracy Jackson, and there's a whistle. It's a timeout Cake. Basketball fans are tuned in to KINY. Keep it locked. We'll be back after this 30-second commercial break.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Hi, it's Melissa with Glacier Gardens. To celebrate the birthday of my mom, Cindy, and her love for this community, we're starting Cindy's Spring Special early. Now through April 15th, buy a gift card at $25 or more and get 10% extra on us. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 9148 James Boulevard. Call us at 907-789-5166. From the grower to your garden, happy almost spring from Glacier Gardens.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
Welcome back, fans. We are live at the Gold Medal Tournament. We got an update from Mike Clasby.
So tonight will just be the memorial service, and that started back in 1951 with Dr. Walter Sobolev. Sasha will be doing the presentation. We'll give you all the details and the history of that when we go down on the gym floor after this game.
Thank you, Mike. Angoon steals the basketball after the Cake timeout. Kendrick Peyton with the assist on a cutter, cutting the lane and making the bucket. Number 30, Dominic Brinson, he's got another bucket to add to his many scores here. Catch and shoot three-pointer for Cake from the corner. Count it good. Simon Friday for three. And Friday with 24 points on the night. Ball passed down low to Kendrick. He's doing his Jokic interpretation, looking to pass or score. Instead, dishes it out. Brinson, top of the key. It's Edwin in the wing. Edwin, spin move, going to attack the baseline. Reverse lay-in, gets fouled on the shot. Bucket's no good, but at the line, shooting two for Angoon. Number 20, Clayton Edwin. 84-69. Angoon leads Cake with 4:08 left to go in this ball game. So, as Mike Clasby just let me know, all losers today are out of the tournament. So this is an all or nothing endeavor here as Clayton makes his first free throw. So the winner advances, the loser exits the tournament. 85-69, Angoon over Cake. Half a period left to play in the ballgame. Second free throw is up, and that one is good again for Clayton Edwin. Mary, Sean Mary, pull-up jumper off the glass, count it good. Sean Mary, and that's 11 points for Mary on the night. As Cake reduces the lead to 16, Nixon to Aquino. Aquino Brinson, he's going to slow things down as he dribbles back to the midcourt. Passes to Edwin. Edwin has the ball knocked away. Shea Jackson on the defensive effort. Ball will remain in the possession of Angoon as they're in their half court. Ball's inbounded and a foul on the floor. That'll be a foul against Shea Jackson for Cake. That's a third team foul for Cake, two team fouls for Angoon, as we have 3:37 left to go here in this ball game. Ball's inbounded to Edwin. And he'll take it all by himself with a nice underhand lay-in with the touch, number 20, Clayton Edwin. Ball pass to the corner, three-point attempt. It's up and it's good. Simon Friday for three. 88 for Angoon, 73 for Cake. Brinson, uncontested, right down the middle of the lane, gets blocked by Ward for Cake. Friday, back to Ward. Ward to Kadaik in the corner. Kadaik with a catch-and-shoot three-pointer. That's no good. Follow-up rebound. Nothing but hustle on that one. And putting it back up for two is number 14, Simon Friday, 88-73. Cake playing with desperation. Nixon going to go coast-to-coast, and he'll lay it in. J.J. Jack Nixon with a two-point lay-in. Kadaik jump stops at the low block, gets fouled by a trailing defender. That foul's on the floor, so Cake will take the ball out of bounds on the baseline underneath their own hoop in their own half court. Ball's inbounded, received by Kadaik. Kadaik bounces off the back of his leg, retrieved by Nixon. Nixon hits a cutter. And one too many passes as Cake able to defend up and stop a lay-in. Another steal by Angoon, however, and they have three on two. Nixon's going to pull up this time. That's no good. Rebound, and it looks like there might have been an over-the-back, a loose ball foul against Cake. And it is, in fact, against Cake, so we'll stay down here on the Angoon side of the court. 90-75. The score here from the George Houston Gymnasium at Juno Douglas High School. You're tuned into the 75th anniversary tournament of the gold medal tournament. Ball's inbounded. Brinson dishes out. Uncontested three-pointer. It's up. It's a bit short. Rebound Ward for Cake, and he gets fouled on the rebound. 90-75. Angoon leads Cake. 2:03 left to go here in the ballgame. Ball's inbounded. Simon Friday. He's going to attack the basket. Crossover with the right hand and count it good. Simon Friday creating offense here. As Cake now trails by 13, 90-77. Nixon dribbles down the midcourt. Dribbles back out to the wing. Passes off to Brinson. Dominique Brinson. Gets it to Aquino Brinson. Aquino Brinson on the right wing. He's going to drive the bucket and lay it in on the right side with the left hand. Aquino Brinson for two. 92-77, a minute 22 left to go in the ballgame. Steal for Angoon. Duncan O'Brien, and a steal back for Cake, and a quick jumper by Sean Mary. And that's Mary's 13th point of the ballgame. Gold medal basketball fans, we have a timeout on the floor. Keep it locked. We'll be right back after this 30-second commercial timeout.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Spring has sprung, and Western Auto Marine is ready. Rain gear, extra toughs, and all the stay dry, stay warm gear is right upstairs at Western Auto Marine. If you're getting the boat ready, come check out the latest from Lowrance. And don't forget to pick off the boat and trailer goodies for another year of safe fishing. The rod and reel combinations are ready for you, too. And for your pup, check out the new pet blankets in gobs of colors. Western Auto Marine Grants Plaza. What you need, when you need it.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Welcome back to the ballgame. Angoon basketball. We're down to the last minute 12. Aquino Brinson gets fouled as he dashes down the sideline. Fouls on the floor. That's the fifth team foul against Cake, so all fouls from this one here on out will result in two free throws. 92-80. A minute 9 left to play. Aquino Brinson, first free throw's up. Nice rotation on the ball. However, it's no good. Strong off the back rim. Brinson, second free throw. Count that one. As Brinson now has 17 points in this game. Cake basketball. Pull-up jumper. They're going to call that a three-pointer. Number 14, Simon Friday, with another three-pointer. Cake trying to play some defense on the inbound play. In fact, they have a full-court man press look on. Brinson inbounds to Isaiah Nelson. Isaiah Nelson going to dribble out to the center court. Finds a wide-open man. Nevertheless, he gets fouled prior to the pass and the potential shot. So, foul goes against Angoon. Check that against Cake. Shea Jackson at the line shooting two for Angoon. Number 15, Isaiah Nelson. Nelson's first free throw is up, and it's good. Nelson now with 3 points on the night. 94 total points for Angoon. And an 11-point lead over Cake, who has 83. Second free throw's up. That's a miss. Rebound, Simon Friday. Simon Friday having a hard time handling the ball. However, he recovers. Gets it to Ward. Ward's going to drive the bucket. Bit short on the pass. Rebound by Brinson. Brinson to Aquino Brinson. And Aquino, he is going to get fouled. Cake trying to stop the clock here. They're down 11 points, but only have 31 seconds left to operate with, as Aquino Brinson will go to the line and shoot two. First free throw's up. It rattles around, and it goes in. Brinson with 18 points on the night as he's about to attempt his second free throw. It's up, and that makes it 19 for Aquino Brinson. 96-83, 21 seconds left to go. Shot from the corner. It's up. Count the three-pointer, number 14, Simon Friday, and he's got a batch of points here. Got to get out the calculator. Another foul on the floor by Cake. Shea Jackson fouls out with that foul. 96 on the board for Angoon, 16 seconds left. It was 28-28 at the end of the first period of play. We were wondering if it would get to 100, and it just may yet. First free throw's up. First free throw is good for Aquino Brinson. Second free throw's up. That's a bit long. Rebound by Brinson. Three-point launch. No good for Angoon. Rebound by Simon Friday. Simon Friday, he'll take a long mid-court shot with 4 seconds left to go. Rebound by Ward to Isaiah Nelson. And gold medal fans, that's a wrap. Your final score, Angoon 97, Cake 86. So we have Mike Clasby up here in the booth. Mike, is that memorial service going to happen between this game and the next?
Yeah, it's going to happen here just in a minute. So you go ahead and do that, and I'm going to go down and get together with Sasha, and I'll bring you back when I know what's going on, and we'll talk back and forth, because I can't hear you down there, but you can hear me up here.
Sounds like a perfect situation.
Sure.
Nevertheless,
like
basketball fans, that's a wrap for the B bracket game 25. Again, Angoon advancing in the tournament. Cake now exits the tournament. Basketball fans, you've been listening to the live coverage of the Gold Medal Basketball Tournament 75th edition here on KINY. We're bringing all 42 games to you here over this long week of basketball. My name's Scott McAdams on the call. Keep it locked. We'll be back in 2 minutes with your post-game scoring summary.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Attention all shoppers. Duck Creek Market is your ultimate convenience destination. Whether you're stocking up on beers, wines, liquor, or grabbing everyday staples like eggs, buns, sandwich meats, ice, and sodas, they've got it all. Why stress over multiple stops? Duck Creek Market is your one-stop shop located on Stephen Richards Drive. Swing on by and pick up your essentials on your way home. Duck Creek Market, the most convenient convenience store in the heart of the valley.
Hey there, movers and shakers. At Cootes Nauwoo, Inc., we're not just managing assets. We're creating legacies. Our mission? To weave economic benefits with cultural pride. All while having a laugh along the way. This year at Cootes Nauwoo, we want to show our support for the players during gold medal. Play hard, laugh hard, and have fun, everyone. Cootes Nauwoo, Inc. We're all about the fun while promoting economic benefits and cultural pride. Good luck to all the players.
My fellow Alaskans, there's nothing better than an epic Subway Series footlong sub, except when you add a new footlong sidekick, like the new Cinnabon footlong churro, covered in cinnamon sugar deliciousness, or the footlong Annie Ann's pretzel, salted and baked to perfection with a honey mustard shot. And let's not forget the gooey Subway footlong chocolate chip cookie, the perfect end to any meal. Order one with your favorite Subway Series sub today and decide for yourself, what's your favorite sidekick?
Gold medal is back. See, Alaska is excited to welcome the Juno Lions Club Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. See, Alaska wishes the players and teams the best of luck this week and hope that everyone enjoys the games. See, Alaska's mission is to strengthen people, culture, and homelands of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people. See, Alaska is a proud sponsor of Gold Medal.
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
Welcome back to the gym, gold medal basketball fans. Again, your final score.
Okay, if you want to give me a thumbs up.
97-86. At this time, we have Mike Clasby. He's about to go live here with the memorial service.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome down to the gym for Sasha Sobolev. This is a memorial service.
Could I have your attention, please? On behalf of the... If I could have your attention, please.
Sasha's going to have a clipboard here. If there's anybody in the stands that wants to come down and write down a past one.
Thank you very much. We want to take about 15 minutes of your time to do what's held in the gold medal tournament, this being our 75th year. On behalf of the Juno Lions Club, the grand officers who are here from District 49A, we've done this at the behest of a fellow named Dr. Walter Sobolev, who started this tradition of affording the time to have those who have walked into the forest or passed on to be remembered during the gold medal tournament. I'd like to thank especially my fellow coworker, Ed Hodge, whom you all know, and also the wonderful people who have come from Anchorage who are recording this, and it's going to be shown internationally at the next Lions Club convention for the world to see. So thank you for coming tonight.
Sasha Sobolev, now, there will be a prayer.
We want to afford everyone who has not signed a parent or a loved one who needs to be remembered to have an opportunity to come down so that we could have you write the names down as your service goes. But if we could, give me a moment of your time so that we could have a very brief opening prayer. And for those of you listening on the radio and TV, bow with me as we hear from Psalm 46. For God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we not fear. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, or if there's a river and the streams that was made by the city of God, we ask, O Lord, that you would bless this holy place and we who have gathered here this evening. For we ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
A prayer by Sasha Sobolev. And now Ed Hotch will hold the mic as Sasha.
Here are the names that have been recorded to be recognized. Gilbert Fred from Angoon. Marlene Zuboff from Angoon. Jeff Williams, Mike Corpus, Mac Corpus Jr., Jeannie Kilman, Jeannie Hinchman Hill, Kevin O'Brien, Larry James Sr. from Angoon, Michael Williams, Frank Williams, Kushis Klukwan, James Donnelly Jr., George Nelson Jr. from Angoon, Tiffany R. George from Angoon, Anicia Merkeloff from Angoon, Valerie Houston from Angoon, Teresa Guadun from Angoon, Daniel Brown from Juneau, Robert Charclain from Juneau, Ivan Dimmert from Cake, Harvey Booth from Metcalfe, Clarissa Booth from Metcalfe, Arlene Betty Bennett from Cake, Paul Smith Jr. from Hoona, Al Martin from Juneau, Franklin Williams Jr., Michael Williams, Teresa Guzan from Angoon, Walter Williams, Christy Duguqua from Cake, Edward Fox from Juneau, George Carditi from Hoona, and last but not least, George H. Houston, who is this gymnasium is named after. We would ask, O Lord, that you would enroll these names who have left us in the previous year. Thank you.
And for now, I think that might wrap it up, but we'll hang on a minute, and if I can get a chance, Scott McAdams running up there, I'll try and get some time with Sasha. And so he will give us a history, but I believe he has another prayer.
Goodness, cheese for your time this evening. You are wonderful people. It doesn't make any difference whether you're black or brown or white, or whether you're eagle or raven, or whether you're just a human being. We have much to be blessed with. And if you would close with me in a prayer that many of you know at this time to bring our brief ceremony to a close. It's the 23rd Psalm. It's called The Lord is My Shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and you anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. And goodness cheese for your precious time this evening. Thank you.
That is Sasha Sobolev with the memorial service last year, and I'm going to let him tell the story here in a minute. After 2 years' absence from gold medal, they had a very lengthy ceremony, and also there's quite a history behind this little cross that's here, and as we go along, I'll get Sasha to be able to tell us. Sasha, do you want to pass on to our listeners on the radio over KINY exactly how this ceremony came about?
This ceremony started out, first I want to thank you all, you listening on the internet, on the World Wide Web to this service. This was started by my father, Dr. Walter Sobolev, who felt that competition is healthy, but more importantly, it's also to remember who we are, who made us, and who created us. And it brings us all together in terms of this kind of service. So whatever you do, whatever you are in this country, listening, everything is meaningful, and you are precious in the name of God, and that's what my father wanted. And so he started this when I was like 6 years old, so that I date myself, it would be like 1951. And so that's what he did, and that's, thank you very much for allowing us to have part of this tournament. Thank you.
All right, Sasha, thank you very much. And Scott McAdams, back to you, and we'll get back into basketball action. Folks, thanks for listening.
Hey, thank you. That's Mike Clasby down on the floor, and thank you, Mike, for putting that together. Fans, keep it locked right here. We'll be back after this 30-second commercial timeout.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family owned, and locally trusted.
Napa know-how! Napa know-how!
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Good evening, gold medal basketball fans, and thank you for tuning in to KINY's live coverage of the tournament being broadcast from the George Houston Gymnasium here at Juno Douglas High School. My name is Scott McAdams on the call. So we just wrapped up a ball game on the B bracket side, Angoon versus Cake. Basketball fans, this is your KINY post-game scoring summary. So your final score was Angoon 97, Cake 86. Cake will be going home out of the tournament at this time. Angoon moves forward. We'll start with individual scores over on the Cake side. Scoring 13 on the night, number one, Sean Mary. Tracy Jackson scored 5. Simon Friday scored 37 on the evening. Dean Kavanaugh scored 3. Ethan Kadake scored 8 points. Shea Jackson scored 15. And Brandon Ward contributed 4 points in the losing effort for Cake. Over on the Angoon side, J.J. Jack Nixon scored 11 points. Akino Brinson scored 20. Clayton Edwin scored 26. Dominic Brinson scored 25. Duncan O'Brien scored 1. And Kendrick Payton scored 15, again, for the victorious Angoon B squad. They win 97-86. Fans, stay tuned. We have more basketball action coming up live here in just a few minutes. A C bracket game featuring Angoon versus Metlakatla. The winner moves on in the tournament. The loser exits the tournament. Again, you've been listening to live basketball action here on KINY. My name's Scott McAdams on the call. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few minutes with a tip-off of our 7:30 game.
You've been listening to Gold Medal Basketball live on KINY. Subscribe to the podcast and listen online at KINYradio.com.